Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Pops.
I'm Chemda.
Everybody, today's guests are going to blow you away. First of all, host of Teen Mom Trash Talk, my favorite and yours, and Keith and the Girl's best new guest of 2017, Tracy Carnazzo.
That's going to get old soon.
Yeah, but right now it's nice.
That's all I got. Live in the now.
Is it still fun to hear?
No, I love it, but it makes me really fearful for the future.
Right.
Because I'm like, what's going to happen to me next year? What am I? Just last year's, like, you know, do I get to crown the new best guest and do I have to kill them?
Well, we do have
it's funny, those are your options. Yeah.
We have the best new guest category.
Okay.
But we also have many other categories.
I know, because I've been looking at it on the forums and I got to tell you, I've been thinking like, when I'm on the show, I need to do something crazy. So people are like, let's vote that the moment. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking like, do I take my clothes off? Is that a good moment or a bad moment?
Does it matter? Because we give awards for good and bad
moments. Right. I want all the awards.
Do you know all the stories you tell us right before the show starts?
Yeah.
Would win every award? You think you guys are hearing about this boyfriend? You kidding me? Oh my goodness. Also joining us, host of Hot Mess Comedy Hour and the Keith and the Girl producer, Andrea Allen.
Suck it and fuck it.
See, hey, that's
not nice.
But that's somebody that's trying.
Suck it and fuck
she
it.
She is trying. You're trying too hard. Nice. You're really laying on thick at this point.
Tracy Carnazzo, we go immediately to social media.
Oh, shocking.
If you're not disappointed, is it even your birthday? Send. So congratulations on all the likes.
Thank you.
Apparently a couple people giving the laugh out loud face.
Because they know, it's true.
I don't know what these emojis mean, but you celebrated your birthday on the 16th, right?
My birthday was the 16th.
Oh, but not celebrated.
You need to be more specific. I'll tell you, you know that On This Day feature on Facebook where you could look back? Mm-hmm. So I looked back yesterday and it was like, worst birthday ever. Most disappointed. I hate this day. Can't wait for it to be over. Like every single, because every year I'm like, this is the worst birthday. And then I look back and I'm like, I think in 2009 I had an okay birthday. And I don't think it was great. I think it was just not the worst.
My birthday is on New Year's Eve and I don't drink. Suck it.
Oh my God. That's one of my least favorite days because I'm terrified of the pukers.
Yeah. It's the shithead day.
I make sure I'm inside by 4 p.m.
Good for you. I'm going to start doing that. I'll be at your place.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned you're going to have a sit down with your boyfriend and say, you have to acknowledge me on social media.
Right.
Has that happened since you were here last?
He posted a picture of us for my birthday.
Aw. That's nice.
For you, but that was your gift?
Happy birthday. I know you.
Did he refer to me as his girlfriend? No. Well, were there birthday cake emojis under the picture? Yes.
Okay.
Baby steps,
I guess.
When you're dating a baby, what? Who said that? Not the nice person.
What?
<You're not nice.
laughs> Well, at a certain point, you got to figure it's your fault, Tracy. Right? So we can't blame him. I'm
on your side.
I get more and more on his side.
Yeah.
More Tracy complains.
No, I gotcha.
I'm like, okay, another shitty day. Okay, Tracy.
Yo, I'm actually also dating your boyfriend as well. I don't know if you knew that.
I like you, so that's fine.
Look at these new earrings I got.
Yeah.
They're from Etsy. I told him.
Oh God, I love Etsy.
Well, we just had Keith and the Girl weekend, of course, so let's get right into it. How much fun? 1 to 10, Chemda?
Oh my God. Is 20 cliche to say?
20 is not cliche to say because there's two of us. It was so fun. Friday, of course, was game night, just when we can take time and talk to people and get to know them. We're also playing Jenga, giant-sized. And by the way, I was joking. People are going to die because these blocks are so big.
Yeah.
It got scary.
Mm-hmm. Those blocks fell, I jumped.
I got almost taken out.
They made it bricks?
Yeah, someone saw it, took a video of me, and there's this look on my face like, oh, it's going to be fine. And then it's like, boo! I'm wearing heels.
Well, Andrea puts her phone right next to the giant Jenga, mm-hmm. a drink.
Intimidation factor.
I don't know if it's a power play or what, but everything's broken now. Mm-hmm.
I really thought we broke the floor.
Cornhole tournament, of course, we had. We said we were giving out a VIP membership for life. We gave out two of those.
Oh, wow.
The people that won deserved to win. At the end, it was just, if you know the game Cornhole, you throw a beanbag into a hole, hole after hole after hole after hole.
You know what was weird? Okay, when people first started, everyone sucked. And then by the time we were done, it was like at least an hour of a tournament. People were like, okay, this is my turn.
Right.
whoosh, right in the hole.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's what she said.
I think you do have to be drunk.
So the drunker you get, the better you are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You get loose.
It's the confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what's annoying about our listeners? They're like, should I throw the game because I have a VIP account and I just want to gift it to somebody else? And I'm just like, oh, everyone's so nice. Jake Hall, one of the winners, Xerxes was the other one, was like, caught me on the next night and was like, I actually have a VIP. I do want the lifetime membership, but I want to give away my VIP account.
Yeah, and now I need a calculator. Okay.
Right. I was
crazy.
Like, so nice. I was like, whatever this is, I understand that you're the nicest person on earth and I'm going to email you on Monday.
I don't believe the, should I throw the game? Because when I lost, I said, you know what? I'm the host. It doesn't really make sense for me to win.
Right.
It'd be crazy.
What would you have done with your VIP membership?
I would have listened to what the hell I have to say. Because I'm hearing it's crazy.
Yeah.
You would have realized you just got a divorce recently.
Right.
It's off. A super breakup.
Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, we had the Keith and the Girl live show. Tracy, excellent.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I had so much fun doing that show. I was sad. Because, I mean, obviously, I like it to be all about me.
Right.
But I felt like, did I do 30 minutes?
And the first night?
Yeah. How much? No, like the on the podcast. I was up there for what? Was it 10 minutes?
Probably 10 minutes,
yeah. Okay, it wasn't enough. Like, it wasn't
enough.
No,
it wasn't.
I wanted more.
Right. Were you upset? Like, when somebody else would come up?
Yeah, I was like,
oh, really, that story?
Right. Because I'm like, that's not even about me.
We had Tracy, Chris Laker, Hannah Boone, Andrea Allen, Paul Hooper.
Yeah, like Paul... Andrea, you were totally entertaining and you're my friend, so I could say that, but like, fuck Paul. Fuck Chris.
In the accent, it's like, so fuck Paul.
You know, not even that I don't like them, it's just they're not me. So it's like, what are we even talking about?
Yeah.
She's got to get to know Hannah a little better before she goes, fuck Hannah.
Fuck Hannah. No, fuck Hannah. I know Hannah very well. Fuck her too. Because
fuck Hannah, I know where she lives.
Both Chris Laker and Paul Hooper, I feel like their personalities were exaggerated to form a character, and now they're that character.
Oh, yeah.
As life.
Yeah, but like Paul, for example, he was telling me the other day how he, when he greets people, he goes, as a joke, oh, for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. And he says, people think it's real.
Oh, my God.
Do you think that maybe it's just real?
Maybe it is.
It is just real. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I do it as a joke.
Well, my joke is that I act like I don't see you, but I'm very obvious about acting like I don't see you.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Actually, you know what's funny? Keith is kidding, but he does have that joke where he'll come to say hi to you, but then he'll put his hand right in front of his face and duck and walk, keep walking past you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So everyone's got their old man jokes.
And then after that, we played the game show You Can't Say That, cross between Taboo and Charades, The Unofficial Expert, of course, Teen Mom Trash Talk with Tracy, Hot Mess Comedy Hour with Andrea, Crazy in Bed, that podcast. And everybody loved it. And there's part of me, and I can't help it, that thinks the audience will go, what are we doing, watching somebody play a game? They loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah, it was
but
so
everybody
fun.
Was so is so fun and great.
How dare you? I take this way too seriously. And like...
You? With a competition?
What do you mean?
You take things seriously?
But also, it's... You know, to me, we're doing a game show. We're on TV. We're filming. And I had people practice before
we're on
the
TV?
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, I wasn't aware. I didn't sign anything.
Oh, yeah.
Can I use this as a credit?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Awesome.
Yes.
You need to come in second, though, not first, just so you know.
Listen, I said very mean things to you. Mm-hmm. It's not because I was bitter. It was just for entertainment, and sure. I love you.
Sure,
anyway,
love
you won because you're better than me.
Oh, yes. So spoiler alert, the Hot Mess Comedy Hour won, and as soon as they figured out, as soon as I announced that they won, they gave everyone the middle finger. They told everyone they're not friends anymore.
It's not a good look.
It's not like me. Like, I'm super gracious. Like, I'm nice. I'm bubbly, like, adorable. Like, just these little cherub cheeks. Like, just
yeah,
nice.
All the other women on stage were so gracious. And like, oh, and I'm like, fuck yeah, fuck you, whores.
Yeah.
I mean, thank
went
you
to
very
your head
much.
A little.
Oh, immediately.
Well, I took it seriously before. I told everybody they can come and practice.
Yeah, it was good though.
And I directed, I was like, we're going to come up this way and you're going to leave that way. And let's, you know what? We just did it. Let's try it again. And at some point I looked at Tracy and I'm like, wait, Tracy thinks I'm cool. Is this going to take this away? And I go, Tracy, I know I'm being anal. And she goes, it's fine.
No, I like it.
I like it.
I do like it. I do, because I feel like if you're going to do it right.
Mm-hmm. It's a live game, so a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, but everything do it right. Like, you are just such a great producer.
This is my point. Keith, do you hear them? Continue.
You're a great producer. You are, when I produce something that I'm serious about, I feel like I am like you. I take on this mother role. And I saw it so beautifully blossom in you. Mm-hmm. Especially on Sunday. Like, you took care of Keithy Poo. Mm-hmm.
She has her children.
Yeah. Like, no, you.
Nobody needs to keep asking
her. She has this, like, beautiful mothering side.
Yeah, like, I thought you were going to start breastfeeding him.
Sure.
And I was like, I can't wait to watch this. But at the same time, like, how beautiful. Like, just such a beautiful day.
It's gorgeous. And then when she's frustrated, she'll turn around and just be like, suck my dick, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but you know, sure. It's just like in a nice way.
Sure, it's not to, it's to herself. Right. She's just letting it, she's airing it out. Right.
But it's just, she's, you're so worried that people are going to think that you are being too much. But it's like, when you produce something, you have to be way too much.
Of course, especially with all the bullshit that was going on at that venue.
There was no bullshit going on at all. I thought it was just perfect. It was seamless.
No, I mean the venue. The show was amazing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll fill you in. Sure. Yeah. So anyway, last place, and you can't say that, was Marie Faustin and Sydney Washington.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was Alyssa and May.
Crazy in bed.
Yeah. Oh, they were both horrible.
Yeah. They didn't even try. Fuck them.
I remember Marie and Sydney, they did okay when they would get racial. They'd be like, white people are dusty.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was so funny. Uh-huh. She's like, what was it? This is what white men are. And the word was filthy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Sydney was like, dusty, grimy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah.
How about this?
She was trying, a real thing that they talk about.
She was trying to get some kind of house situation. What's next at Townhouse?
White people.
Yeah. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. I was entertained the whole entire night. I laughed so hard.
They were like, they were just going with it for this. Here's the thing. At the beginning, I was like, oh, I want to more do bits and be funny during this game show. And they were hilarious. Everyone was hilarious, but they were like more focused on doing jokes. Marie was like dropping the mic and whatever, like not so much winning. But then when I realized that you guys might actually win, I was like, no, the time for jokes is over. Shut the fuck up. Look directly in Emily's eyes. You don't break your fucking focus. You're not going to lose. I already lost the stand-up-a-thon to goddamn Sydney Washington. I'm not losing the fucking game
I understand
show
that.
On my own turf.
Well, I enjoyed one of the words Sydney and Marie were trying to, one was trying to get the other to say was split. But it didn't work when she would say, okay, what do we do when we get the check? We don't touch it. We get away from it as fast as possible. We're like, ooh, what does this piece of paper mean? I don't even know. And it was fun. And then the next day was my birthday, and the very first birthday wish I got at midnight, of all people,
was
Justy Dodge, who typed, whatever, send.
Mm-hmm. Classic Dodge. Yes.
You know what she wrote on my wall for my birthday? Mm. Ugh.
Yeah. She does that to me too.
And I was like, finally someone who gets it.
Yeah.
But you know, she set an alarm, you know?
Oh, she definitely did.
Yeah. I did not. I hear you. You had to.
Is she trying to move in on you?
Something's going on.
Okay.
For sure. Whatever. I think we could see that one from a mile away. Mm-hmm. Right? Pulling the pigtails, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then, of course, the stand-up. And I had a lot of fun. The venue can burn down.
Yes, I'm ready for it to burn down.
No, it might, though.
Yes.
It might, literally.
I mean, wires, water, no fuses working.
So I come into the venue on Sunday, and actually on Saturday, we needed the projector. Like, five emails about this projector went on over the course of weeks, and I went into the venue to check and all the shit. The projector is now good. I come in. There's only one guy in the venue, so I ask him about, he's like, you know, we're happy that you guys are here. Let me know if you need or want anything. I'm right here. And I go, it's cool. Just show me where the wire to the projector is. And he goes, what projector?
Was that ketchup or mustard on stuff?
It was mustard.
Do you know what? These people that they take on a cool hip name, they never happen to have it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know a guy named Mustache, but you can really trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I was trying.
Name one. Mm-hmm. Name like, oh.
Was his name Mustache?
Any of them. Monster did a good job today.
Mm-hmm. See, I believe that you can have a name like Ketchup and do the right
thing. Show me one.
Well.
Give us the evidence.
Yeah.
Well, so I was like, you know, the.
I'm Slim Jim. I'm like, well, I'm out of here, Slim Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, I used to book bands at venues, and there was this one sound guy, and he emailed me, and I was like, oh, hey, Jesus. And he's like, yeah, it's Jesus. And I was like, oh, well, okay.
Okay, well, I'll be next door.
well, supposedly they didn't have this projector that we're going to need for the second show. And I go, what do you mean? I was mentioning that we're going to use the projector. He goes, oh, did you bring one?
What?
Did you bring a projector?
I did bring it. Do you have it?
Yeah.
I have it. Oh, I'm glad we... I just had a brain fart.
Who's on first?
Right.
Let's play baseball.
Wait, you have it? Or do I have it?
So they have it. We set it up. You know what? Between lighting and sound, our team did everything. Everything. Yeah, and with no shame, they're not showing their faces so that they're not asked to help out or asked any questions. And what bothers me the most about this venue, Tender Trap, is that
in Brooklyn,
we post some things on social media about the shows. Even after I tell you what happened on my stand-up night, they're clicking like on some things. Like, yeah, we're pals. Fuck off. I'm performing stand-up and the roof's leaking. And I'm pretty good at ignoring, you know, a drunk person or this kind of thing. But I'm hearing this water in a certain area, pitter-patter, crazy, and I stop. And that's a big deal to me. And I say, you know, let's look at what this is. We decide to turn off the air conditioner.
But this is very fun because Keith only knows one way to, like, respond to this. And you responded like you were in the studio. All of a sudden, the show stops and he goes, do you hear that? And I'm like, I'm not sure. Like, we're just talking to each other all of a sudden. Yeah.
It's too much.
He didn't say, Chemdit. I don't think you said, Chemdit, do you hear that? Right. He just goes, do you hear that? And the audience is like, is this part of it?
It was like a dog whistle. Like, only you can understand that tone. I did too. I was like, you hear what? What?
Yeah.
Whose phone is on? Airplane mode. What the fuck? Right.
Instead of me being a comic that asks the crowd, have you ever? I go, have you heard?
And also he goes, do you hear that? And I'm going to be like, no, just keep going. It's all you. You're doing great. I go, no, but you have super hearing. I'm on it. I don't know.
So we decide to, long story short, to turn the air conditioner off. Somehow that turns off lights. Kenda goes to the front of the place and says, hey, this light went out. And the bartender owner, you never know what ketchup or mustard or salt and pepper does. But they go, is it important?
No.
And then Henda goes on stage as people are trying
the show is
we're not taping anything.
Yeah. Our people are trying to figure the mess out.
Oh.
She goes on stage and starts explaining the story about what assholes they are. It doesn't matter. It's fine. She's doing that because they don't even come in to peek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was actually, you know, after all that, and I do feel bad for ketchup and mustard behind the bar because because he is just a bartender. Like,
but he's always there. I'm wondering if he's the person that we emailed with. Is he the owner?
No. And even the person I emailed with is not the owner.
No, these people.
Who is the owner? What is
it's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yes. It's a trick. They're all the fucking owner.
Yeah.
They all have a stake in the place. They act like they're not the owner because anytime you ask for something, they say, do you need anything? They act like they're getting something.
Yeah, it's not the point. Yeah, I guess so. It's not the point if he's the owner. He's my point person.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it trickles down into nothing, you know?
Sure. It literally trickles.
Yes. Yeah.
All over the showroom.
Drip, drip.
All over the electronics and the lights.
It trickles into the garbage can.
Like, they're either hoping that the place burns down from a water electrical fire. Or that's the only thing that makes sense, honest to God.
There was another venue like that in Brooklyn, and it burned down.
See,
it was just like that. It used to sit like, and the ceiling would drip on you. And I'd always say, like, I just feel like we're going to fall through the floor. And then guess what happened? It burned down.
This actually, at the end of this, I can't go there anymore. I actually feel like it's a dangerous space because the reason why that light on stage turned off is because this drip is actually dripping, I think, into the electronics.
Yeah. It is, for sure.
What is wrong with you? Then, after the show, we're smoking outside. Granted, we're smoking weed, allegedly. And so,
Mustard, may I please allegedly smoke some weed?
Yeah, so Mustard like comes outside and goes, look, you can smoke tobacco out here, but if you're going to smoke the other stuff, like walk down the street. And then he goes inside and I go, don't worry, I think we can smoke this in here because he's busy sucking my dick in there right now.
See, I get these asides from Hemda. You see, like, mothering.
Yeah,
Hemda.
I was like, oh, she's breastfeeding Keith. That's so nice. And then she's telling Mustard to go suck the dick while she does the illegals.
Well, sometimes she needs mother's little helper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she lets loose.
No, because to me, I'm just like, I will not move. I have no idea what you think you're going to do. What are you going to do?
He sounds like a narc.
Who's the fucking contact person for kicking me out for smoking weed?
I think the cops. I think 911 is the contact.
No, call the cops. Tender trap. Yeah.
Well, he's like a narc, but also trying to seem cool. The same. It's so like you weren't here before when your venue right. was half on fire, but now you're so concerned yeah. about us in the front. It's like, ugh, my God.
It's like a bad like, parent. This is keeping me from killing you. You give me more. What is wrong with you?
This is the one thing that they're concerned about. We don't want to. There's a little bit too much smoke in here. Yeah, in your venue. Yes,
you mean
out
from
here.
The we're electronics were you
doing,
fire.
Were you doing the pot inside? Were you allegedly doing the pot inside of the venue?
No, on
the porch.
I should have.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
If we had one more show there the next day,
hot box the whole place.
You were going to do the pot inside.
Honest to God.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, too, is the team you mentioned, like we had such capable people helping. There was Allie Mae on the lights. There was Leif on doing the audio. And Jerome running around, like so many people just like making sure everything was going well. And I was watching all these people's faces, and these are people who are such perfectionists yeah. and they look like they're gonna die. Like they can't even
and it's
understand
not their
how
venue.
Yeah, like they can't even understand how it could be this fucked up. Like Leif was, I looked over at him and he's like pulling his beard because he's like, I can't understand how the microphones are so fucked up.
And, those microphones.
Yeah. And he's just like losing his fucking mind. Allie's jumping on ladders and like putting her hand into the wet socket. And it's just like.
So this is happening halfway through my stand up. And Newsy told me this after. He goes, okay, look, you know how you were saying on the show? Mm-hmm. How you like being part of a show and there's big major fuck ups?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that's what everybody got to enjoy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a little ironic that this would be your favorite show, the show where the stand-up has to stand on stage going, oh my God.
Right.
And everybody around him is just like, fire, fire.
Everyone was having fun. The audience was like kind of enjoying it in the way, like they were stressed out, but they were like, ooh, look at this behind the scenes stuff. Everyone was jumping on stage. And I think you got right back into your stand-up. So everyone handled it really well, but it was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Keithy killed it.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Thank you. So the audio, you won't be able to tell, but the video will have some mess up in the middle that you'll see. It'll be part of it.
Yeah, I wonder. I think we can cut it all out, but to me...
No, we can't because the lighting's all different all of a sudden.
Right. Yeah, who knows what that looks like in post. I feel yeah. like...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I see Doug Stanhope. He's got half a cigarette, and then all of a sudden you blink, and there's no cigarette, and the coffee's... He has a coffee. Mm-hmm.
Chappelle did that, too.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think it'll be quite like that, but I think some of that... See, I felt bad afterwards because I was like... Keith, that was so fun. Like, we were all having a blast in the middle. And then I realized you're standing there going, oh, my God, my next line. Like, I've never said this.
Well, the crowd was great, but you're trying to build up momentum.
Yeah, yeah.
You showed none of it. None of it. I'm joking around with you. I just jump on stage. I'm like, hey, Keith, we're having fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't even know when you started again.
Excellent.
I thought you were just chatting.
Did you get a shot of me holding, making a cup with my hands, catching the dirty water for the entire thing?
I saw you standing up and I didn't know if you were blocking it with your hair or what, but I appreciated it.
No, I was just like, this is the only thing I can do now. Literally, this is how I can help. I don't have any technical skills. I don't know. But it's still dripping, and this is.
But she's absorbing the water,
And then I would wait for laugh breaks. I would get enough water in my hand that it was starting to make more dripping noises because I had a little reservoir in my hand, and I would wait for big laugh breaks, and then I would dump it into the garbage.
Oh my God, that's so funny!
Yeah. It would be like, oh, suck my dick, and I'd be like, ha, and I'd be like, splash, and now refill.
Were you a dam?
Yeah, basically. Wow.
I saw that happen, but I didn't see it. So. Keith, it was like Andrea said, you started and I didn't know it was starting, but obviously everyone went back. And just as you started, I saw Andrea standing there just cupping her hand. And I'm like, does she know there's a half an hour left to this set? And I thought, you know, I can change positions with her. I'll do it, you know? And then I thought, oh my God, this will just interrupt the show at this point. Andrea has to stand there for a half an hour with her hands cupped to catch the water. And it went with some of your stand-up.
Right, right. I do mind control on the audience, and I make someone catch all the rain, and apparently I was pointing to Andrea. Well, Andrea read my stand-up ahead of time, so at least she's like, all right, we're getting Stephen Hawking now, finally.
I honestly didn't mind. I really wasn't like a big deal at all, but it was just funny because also people were looking at me and I was trying to like be incognito with it. Like,
she's the tallest person
in the room. I'm just casual. I'm here in the front, just, you know, pooling water in my hands. This is every stand-up show has this.
Yeah. You were just washing your hands.
Sure.
You were just like, oh, all this dirt on my hands. Let me have this clean, fresh water.
But I know, just between us, I know it went well because with all that, I still think it went well.
It was great.
And if I'm saying it went well.
Right.
Then.
Yeah.
Then it did.
It absolutely did.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Great.
Thank you. Next year, MSG.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Start eating the good Chinese food.
Picture you got to change all those light bulbs mid-show over there, though.
Seriously.
That's going
to
be.
We got to get ketchup and mustard to go over to MSG and
I'll stand there and
do
hold
tech.
My mouth open under in every water.
They asked us to perform at Carnegie Hall, and I said, how's Ali Mae going to get up there if there's a disaster? Those lights are insane.
On a rickety ladder.
Oh, my God. I was watching that and I was very nervous. And I was like, all right, well. Whatever happens, happens. I don't want to see a dead body at all. But
I'm so nervous, and I know I can't hold it.
Yeah. It was, oh my God.
I'll just be here nervous.
I'm just, yeah, very scared.
But you did great.
Well, thank you.
It was a really good one.
What's funny is that I was talking to somebody that I was dating, and she said, I want to see your stand-up. And you could tell, like, that was something she had to ramp herself up for. Like, I don't know where we are, but I would like to do this. There, I said it.
That wow. makes sense, right?
Yeah. Like, anal.
And sure. So I make a list. I'm like, you can see the openers for Oral. You could.
So Tracy, you had to do a really good job. Right.
So I said during these things on the weekend, even though it looks like I'm being, I don't know what, goofy, it's work. And, you know, wherever we're at, I don't know how much attention I can give you. And she said something to the effect of, well, you know, as long as you're not ignoring me. And I'm like, well, I don't know what words mean, apparently, because I think that's what I just said.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. And I'm like, and she's like, well, I'll just come with some friends and you don't have to worry about me. And I'm like, okay. And I could be making up all these problems, but it might be weird for you that your friends are hearing me talk about my ex for a while, talk about dating, talking about how I can't find love, end the show obnoxiously with, and I'm still single, good night. You know, why bother? So, you know, we agree that she won't come. Then,
but you have to do it later for her right. in the house with the stuffed potatoes.
Well, then it turns out she was having a major problem with somebody in her family and couldn't have made it anyway.
Sure she was.
So we were having that big discussion for nothing.
I didn't want to come anyways. Yeah. I have plans.
My whole family died, sure. So I can't make it.
Yeah. I didn't even want to go, but I just felt bad for you, so I thought I'd ask.
I got a card during that intermission, though, during the stand-up. Which is very nice because I know the Jess, the person that gave me the card, had to be nervous about giving the card.
She's like, so sweet. Is not,
yeah, I know her because I know how my head would have been. And it's like, because
you're on stage.
They're all letting us talk now. Is now okay to hand it
even
over?
Though it's in the middle of the show, technically.
Yeah. I should have yelled at her, like, this is all part of it.
Right?
I'm doing art.
Don't break the fourth wall. Right. Andrea, go in for the water. Now. You missed your water cue.
But she got people that I know to sign it on the inside. And it's nothing but apology after apology, which, of course, I love. I'm reading Hemda's Sorry Not Sorry, but that still counts. Hennessy, Sorry Bro. A couple I'm Sorry For What I Am To Be Sorry Fors. A Beautiful Sincere Condolences. I'm Sorry For Everything. So that was sweet. So we went over that a little bit, went over it. We studied it. Ken writes, Keith, happy birthday, fella. Enjoy your weekend. Can't get there for the festivities, but I'm sure it will be awesome. Have a drink. Who cares? You can control yourself, I'm sure. All the best. Listener from year one. Thanks, Ken from Canada. Then, so that was at 6:26 p.m. At 8:48 p.m., he writes again, Keith, apologies. Don't drink if it's not your thing.
Oh, he's drunk now.
Right. So for 2 hours, he's debating about this letter. Oh. Have a good fucking birthday, whatever you do.
That has Canadian written all over it.
Right?
So you got to drink for 2 hours? That's amazing.
Ken said.
Ken's like, what if I'm the one who convinced Keith?
Ken probably got really stoned and was like, oh my God, I'm so paranoid. Oh my God, Keith relapsed and it's my fault.
I love how people think they have that much control over it.
Right.
Keith, just have a shot. I didn't think of that.
All the liquor stores and ads didn't do it.
Right.
Hey guys, says Jessica. Just wanted to write and thank you for one of the best weekends of my life. It was amazing. You've created such a cool community of fans and comics. We were, by the way, a lot of sexy people there. There's one moment where I was talking to this woman, and then I'm standing there, and I'm like, oh, we stopped talking. Just staring. A lot of sexy people.
I had, like, there were a few people where it's like, oh, my God, I've been listening to you for this long. I think it's really cool that this, that, and the next. And I'm just like, this person is so cool.
Right. And a lot of cool cats.
They think I'm cool. Am I playing it cool? Wait, they stopped talking. Hey, you're you having a good time?
Yeah, I think you're amazing. Great. You want to do it?
Mine was different.
Okay.
That was Keith's.
It was amazing. You've created such
Keith's
a cool
in
community.
A new place, single.
Yeah, that's right.
Just learning things.
I go, did you hear all that stuff on stage? Mm-hmm. Okay. We were able to meet a bunch of comedians and set, and everyone was so nice. Shout out to Xerxes for keeping it weird. You know what? I want to be more like Xerxes, because I feel like when Xerxes doesn't have time for something, mm-hmm. he's clear about it.
Really?
And, oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does he say?
Nothing. He says nothing.
Like, what do you mean?
Tell me a fact about your day.
This is the second worst day of my life. Oh, he just...
And then he goes, he nods, and then he goes, he takes it in, realizes he doesn't have an answer, and then goes, okay.
Yes.
Oh, I love
I've
that.
I've witnessed it. Yeah. And then he'll just walk off.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is like?
You told me what you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
You're happy. I have nothing to add.
It's because he has a kid.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And they just talk all. Yeah. I love that.
It's
because
like, that's a great dumb thought. And I'm going over here now.
There's a
quote.
Okay.
I'm trying to make that mean something, but it doesn't to me. And you're happy you said it. So that's good.
There's a quote that's like, you don't have to react to everything that you notice.
Right.
And I realize that I have to respond to everything. I have to respond to every text all the time. I have to be super excited about it. And sometimes it's just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Live the Xerxes lifestyle.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole goal of life, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's like every book I'm reading right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we don't owe anyone anything.
I didn't get to talk to Xerxes so much during the first few events just because I was like,
by the way, there are some people who are new to the show going, is Xerxes, like they're Googling Xerxes.
Yeah. Right. Who is this?
He's omniscient.
Someone said to me, I was like, I was hanging out with my friend Xerxes and Hennessy and Hamdan. They're like, what kind of fucking weird mythical friends do you have? Like, that's a good point.
I don't realize that until like Xerxes and Hennessy and I will be hanging out and we all have to introduce ourselves at one point and everyone thinks we're lying.
Sure. It's like, are these your friends or are these your imaginary Xerxes?
And now the cast, right, here's my pals, the cast of 300.
But I didn't get to hang out with him, and I started talking to him quickly and I was like, oh, also, hi, I haven't talked to you. And he was like, yeah, totally. And just like, wafted around.
And he has these laughter moments every so often. You kind of guess what they mean. And at least I do. And I'm like, okay, you're laughing because we know each other. I didn't have to say hi.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
I want to thank Justy Dodge, this letter says, who wanted us to tell Keith that we like her more. The amazing Andrea, Keith's boo Tracy. Mm. All of the comedians and fans we met, and the ever-incredible Hennessy. We came as a last hurrah before a lot of changes that were coming into our lives, and it's really meaningful because if things get a little rough, we can anchor ourselves to this amazing weekend where we felt so much love for everyone. I'm a rambler, if you haven't noticed yet, haha, but we can't thank you enough. Keith, your perspective is hilarious and so necessary and kind of also so funny and fucking nice. Now, let me tell you why this is offensive. I was nice, too.
Oh, that's funny because I felt the same way. I'm like, what do you mean also funny?
Right. Right. Let me tell you how nice I am.
Let me tell you how big our egos are.
So I saw this couple, Jess and her boyfriend, walking on the street maybe an hour or two before the show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the bodega. And they're talking. And I wouldn't even pay attention if I didn't hear my name. And they're talking about me as I'm walking directly behind them. Mm-hmm. They're like,
don't you know, like during Keith and the Girl week and weekends and things like that. And when you know,
we're everywhere.
When you're in a two block radius of the venue, we can hear you.
Mm-hmm. So they're walking. They're like, Keith moves the show along. If there's a bad guest, it doesn't matter because nobody will know because he'll cut them off and do his own show.
I don't know if you should pride yourself in that.
I mean, it's not incorrect.
I thought it was sweet.
Who was your worst guest?
Right. And so then
okay. of last year, we used to have worst guest awards, but mm-hmm. then we started feeling bad. It wasn't us, it was right. the audience, but that excuse got old.
Right. Who won the
Okay. So then
I'm gonna Google this. Mm-hmm.
So then as they were walking, I said, "Oh, thanks, that's very nice." And not even knowing what he's responding to, the guy turns around slowly and he's like, "Oh, well, yeah. And then I just pass him. Thank you. He said, "How long were you there?" I'm like, "It was all nice." Matt and I appreciate you guys making us feel welcome and safe to go out and not be judged. Well, not you, but we'll get to somebody. I'm gushing, but this weekend was magical for me after listening to you guys for 13 years and growing up listening to you guys. This was a pilgrimage from Utah to the promised land. It was fucking awesome. Party, super party. Peace, love, and Keith and the girl.
That's actually yeah. the biggest deal during these times. Obviously, the laughter and the entertainment and whatever. But especially in that first night, we set up that first night so people could say hello, because a lot of people are going to be there at all the events. And so you can come by yourself. But people like, let's say, Wally brought his cousin, and his cousin is part of everything by the mm-hmm. end of the weekend.
So nice.
We know Quan. Mm-hmm. We are best friends with him. He like can come without Wally, and he's got like a whole group of friends.
I'm over Wally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Quan is Wally 2.0. Yeah. Step it up, Wally. Just yeah, kidding. I love you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, when I know people get nervous when they come to events solo, but it's the community is so welcoming.
Yeah.
Of course, that's fine. I did find it funny when I was getting reports back on my buddy Dead Arrest, and it's D-E-A-D-E rest. Now, what does that mean? I have no idea. I will never know. I have asked him, "Why is your name Dead Arrest?" He says, "Because I'm all that is dead. I don't know any more than you do." I'm like, so I'll never know. Okay. And he's very, very intense. And apparently has me figured out, and nobody else does. Mm-hmm. And he corners Andrea and Emily at a certain point, and, you know, lets Emily know that she's very attractive, so that's sweet. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then, I guess, what do you get, Andrea? Like, and you're an okay too?
No. Well, he was very complimentary to me the first night. He was like, "You're so tall." I was like, that is correct. No one ever mentions that I'm tall. It's crazy. Right. But he was just like, you know, you really own your tallness on stage, which was, I was having a great conversation with him. He was right. like, "You're not self-conscious at all." And I was like, "Thank you for being such a fucking giant.
You're gross, but yeah. you like have this something about you."
Yeah, he says to me, he goes, "You know what? You're bald, but you have lights right on your face with no shame."
You know, to be fair, he was complimenting me, and I don't know a lot of these like forms characters as well. I didn't know Dead Arrest. And I was like, "Oh, that's awesome. Thank you."
That's what the issue was. Uh-huh.
Sure. It's me. It's probably me.
Yeah, I didn't do my research on all these guys.
Hold on. I got to look you up. Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
Oh, you're a weirdo. Okay. Carry on. And so then the second night, and he was like, "I want you to give me a hug." And I was like, "Okay, well, sure. That's mm-hmm. that's fine on its own. That's fine.
We're getting somewhere with the movements. Now they tell you what they want first." Mm-hmm.
Sure, and I'm happy to give him a hug. It's fine. He wasn't like squeezing my tits against him or anything like that. I think it was genuine.
Isn't that what a hug is?
Sure, but he wasn't like really leaning. He wasn't like smushing in. Okay. You know,
he wasn't doing an extra smush.
Sure, not yeah. I mean, there's also not much there. But anyways,
you can tell the guys that are, you know, it's like, "Oh, you think you'll never see me again? So you might as well come now."
Sure. Yes. There's lingerers who use you as like a human fleshlight. Like, there's a difference. Yeah. This wasn't that. But he came outside and we were asking about the show, and he said Emily was cute, and we both, like, me and Emily are so in tune with one another that we are communicating with our eyes, just like the alarm bell is going off when he says she's cute. We're both like, okay, and let's just see how this goes. Everything's fine, but keep in mind, this could get weird.
They just won the game show, so they know how to...
We're in sync.
Well, they just won the game show, so they know that they're cute already.
Sure.
It's like, thank you.
It wasn't a cute contest.
No, it was not. Just saying. It was smart.
Yes.
And so then he starts talking about... talked about how he started listening to you guys, which was still like, he was like, "I love the honesty of it." I'm like, "Oh yeah, me too. You know, I've been listening since I was younger." And he was like, "Hemda is so sweet and loving and we're always on Hemda's side. I'm like, okay. Okay. Where is this going? And then he's like, Keith is a thug. He was a thug. And oh, I see him.
Oh, Tracy lit up a little bit. Oh,
no, I like a bad boy.
No,
like,
shit.
I
just,
my tattoos are on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And we're both like, okay, well, we're not going to shit talk Keith, but we also have to like kind of go along. We don't know where this is going to go.
I like that he's telling our producer. Yeah. I love that, like, what kind of response? Like, you know what? He is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What does that even mean, though?
Well, he sees me.
Yes.
And anytime somebody says that too, they usually, you know, I mean, I've said that like romantically and I can get that. But if you're just saying, I see this, but I don't know. There's like, how come there's not a follow up? Or I'm going to guess there's nothing that makes sense.
No, well, no, it was like, he's a thug. And I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, Keith used to be more of a buffoon than maybe he is now. And is there like, I'm trying to like be right. Like, make it more normal that you're right. Feel like you have such a,
I'm going to try to change all your words to words that make sense.
Yeah. That is great. With that said, I'm going to say it normal and then laugh a lot and try to kind of edge away. And then he was like, I see him and he knows I see him. And I'm like, what are you? And now I'm like, no. Okay, this is starting to get weird. And then he was like, I call him Pops. And I'm like,
mm-hmm. To his, just in his head?
No, to Keith. He calls.
Does he talk to you?
Are
you?
I don't know.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
He's my dad.
No, he's your son.
First of all, I don't know what he's talking about. I've never heard him call me Pops.
Is he your friend?
I wouldn't even know what it means. He's a great friend. I wouldn't even know what it means. But he sees me.
He's your thug son because you're his Pops, right?
I guess.
No, he's Keith's Pops.
You call him Pops.
He calls Keith Pops because he, no, you're right. He's Keith's son.
Yeah, he's Keith's son.
Excuse me.
Right. So Keith, you are his thug father.
Yes. I guess
so.
And he sees you more than anyone sees you.
Right.
Pops.
I'm glad he doesn't.
Does
let
he mean
on.
The cameras on the podcast?
I think he means something deeper. I'm going to guess.
Of course he does.
Right.
And then he was like, I was working at a factory.
Yep.
Putting together parts. And but me and Emily are now looking at like, what? The fuck is happening?
It's you kill me, I'll kill you.
Yeah, exactly, right? A lot of right. And then
throw mama from the train plan in 3, 2.
Exactly. And then he starts talking about how he heckled last year at the show, yeah. Or that he didn't heckle.
He heckled so much at the end of the show, I had to reference it.
Well, yeah. So I remember the heckling, but I didn't know him, so I wasn't sure. But I'm like, I'm assuming that it was him. If Keith is saying that, he's like, I would never heckle. I'm like,
Okay.
What do I say to this?
And like, he was making jokes the 2 days before my stand-up about heckling. Should we work on notes together? You know, and I'm like, I don't know if that. I think that means you acknowledge it, but I don't know if that. I don't know if I'm more scared or less scared.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Like, you're right. You didn't heckle. Keith is a liar. And,
right.
A thug.
And always a thug. And I've always said that. And Hemda is an angel. And
I know that
Emily is cute. And that is correct.
It sounds like you're talking to a crazy person.
What?
Though.
We don't know.
Can't say that.
This show does not diagnose anyone.
Right. That's right.
We just reference our own neurotica.
I am a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Sure. Yeah. I went to the University of Phoenix online.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honorary.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't graduate, but I looked at the brochure.
No, and Andrea goes, no, I know you would never heckle. So don't heckle.
But also
don't do it.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Right.
Continue.
But in a different way than
right.
You did.
Just
because that.
Not to say that you did that.
Right.
But if you
did, don't do that.
You should have just.
Which you did.
Tell him that Keith is just saying that to everybody.
Listen, your Pops doesn't want people to heckle.
See
you. Yeah, that's your son, though. Like, you, if you went to your dad's stand-up show, you wouldn't heckle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you have to.
I think he feels a weird kinship with you. And some people I've noticed have, like, obsession with your approval, and they also hate you at the same time.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Like me.
Yeah. That's a common, like, I remember McNally was kind of like that, and it's just this weird, they create these weird dynamics that are happening between you two that aren't happening at all. But I'm like, I don't know how much you actually talk to this person. Am I being rude by being like, this is fucking crazy? How am I gonna, you know, minutia my way out of this? And then he starts saying, like, Keith thinks he's a celebrity.
Like, oh, he does know him. This is an actual personal friend. Okay,
cool. Sure. You know,
this guy's keeping him grounded. Yeah.
Well, he's like, he thinks he's a celebrity. And I'm like, I don't know if that's, you know. And he was like, he thinks he's a celebrity, but Keith could walk into any restaurant or venue in New York City and no one would know who he is. And now
until he starts talking. Yeah. And then the fucking whole restaurant goes nuts.
Uh-huh. Well, that's when I now know you're for sure obsessed or there's something weird, because why do you...
I've seen Keith walk into venues and he covers his whole face. Sure. Because he's so embarrassed about the attention he's about to receive.
It would be funny if I happened to walk into a bodega with him, this guy, and I cover my face and I go, two eggs.
You know, please, no pictures, please. Right?
Didn't they used to have to... like Michael Jackson, you remember when Michael Jackson had that kid and they used to call him Blanket because they used to like put the blanket over his head? Wasn't that like what you do?
My dad did hold me over a cliff by one leg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot in common with me and the Jackson family.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's a reason Keith has a Snuggie, and it's so he can easily get off the couch and just whip it around his face.
Mostly your gigantic celebrity is what connects you. And then Emily's trying.
How about I'm not think I'm celebrity? I just want to get away from you.
Right. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he thinks that you're snubbing him because you think you're too cool. I don't know.
And why when people say weird shit, do they always whisper it? Then you make me get closer.
Sure. And be like, oh, I'm sorry, what?
That's my thug daddy.
And then it's like I'm begging for you to talk more crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Emily's still kind of like, Emily's holding it together. I'm like just laughing at everything at this point because it's ridiculous, but... it is amusing, and I'm like, I'm just gonna laugh and be cordial. Ha, yeah, Keith, he does. Thug. He's a thug, and this all makes sense. And then Emily goes like, well, you know, he is a celebrity in the podcasting world for sure. And then he starts to be like, oh, well, yeah. And then it was just like, it got so bonkers.
What a weird conversation when you buy a ticket to see someone's show and then tell someone at that show that he's not a celebrity.
Yeah. And then, and later, after Keith's stand-up...
What kind of math are you doing at home when you buy this motherfucker thinks he's a celebrity and I'm buying his ticket?
Sure.
I'm going to go see him.
I hope this doesn't confuse him. Yeah. Now let me buy my plane ticket.
All I'm doing is gassing up Keith's head over here. His head is going to be so big by the time we're done.
It's a little obsessive, for sure.
Did he travel?
I'm not sure about my good buddy, but what I'm trying to do more when somebody tells me something... crazy is think, wait a second, what if I didn't hear you? Now I pretend I don't hear people.
Wow.
Just start walking.
So you don't say hello.
Just start walking off.
You don't see anyone. You don't say hello. And now you don't hear people when they're talking to you.
You know, celebrity stuff.
I don't know why you're single.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, I didn't know that it was going to get crazy like that. I really did enjoy our conversation the night before. I thought everything was fine. And then... I remember the moment when me and Emily locked eyes and we're like, oh, fuck, we're on the weird train now. And how the fuck are we going to get off?
Andrea, that's what you get for being friends with a thug. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure your parents warned you at some point.
Yeah.
Andrea, well, he knows. This is Pop's talking. He knows.
Papa, don't preach.
What I'm about, what I'm really doing.
He sees you.
And how I tricked Andrea, and he's reading between the lines, and this is funny to both me and him,
right?
Because I'm flat out saying it no one's gonna buy it, son, right. That's the ultimate joke, isn't it?
Oh wow.
Yes
I'm gonna get an email, aren't I?
I know he told Andrea, you know, I was upset because I called into the marathon at the end.
Oh yes, I forgot about that. Yeah,
you know, a whole day goes by that Keith and Hinder are talking on mics, and I wanted to congratulate him, and Keith goes, wait, aren't you the person that heckled me last year? And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, and hung up on me. Well, I just wanted to, well, why don't you acknowledge both sides? You know, like you didn't even feel bad for a second. You're just shitting on me in front of a coworker.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't know how to, because once I realize it's like shit talking and I'm like, ooh, how do I?
You want Andrew to say, well, call in again. I'll work on him.
Sure. Yeah.
You are the producer.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot. And then after your stand-up, he ushered me over. I was like, Andrea. And he was like, out of all the live performances I've seen, that was something, the way that Keith handled everything and kept going. I'm like, yeah, it was really good. And I'm going to the bathroom now because I don't need to hear a 20-minute monologue on Keith Malley again. I don't know if that was coming, but I'm like, not this time.
Did you say, Would you say that was celebrity-like? A celebrity-like performance? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. He's the best. He's the best. Just see, here's what people don't understand.
He's going to like fucking kill me.
I've said this to, you know what? I say this to people that I'm dating now, where, you know, you're just trying to find things. People want to know something about you. And I say, here's something.
I'm a thug.
Here's
a celebrity.
That when if I say something, and believe me, it's pillow talking, it said nicer than this. But when I say something, I promise that's it. And that there's not more. And that it's not deeper. And, you know, I think people want me to be somebody else. They must. For example, this guy, Deddy Rest, wants me to be somebody else or assumes there has to be more. If you've listened to a decade of me, that'd be fucking exhausting if there's a different
Yeah,
me.
You're like super shallow, right?
Right.
Like just one dimensional
surface person. Well.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I was kidding. JK.
No, it's pretty. I'm telling you my thought, and I don't speak in poetry, and that's it. This is me, buddy. That's it.
I think it's when people want more from you, because I think like we've all been on that end from you where there's a deep point that we're making and you're being very cavalier about the entire topic. And then like the big mistake that people do is they try to get more from you because it's like, for what? Now you're going to be best friends?
Well, I think the podcaster fan relationship is, there is so much personal. We are talking about a lot of personal information, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah, but even his personal connections. Sure. You ever seen him stare me down when I'm like, there's got to be more? And he just stares and I'm like, that's right. And we just go back to typing.
Totally. I know how that thug operates.
That's from the School of Xerxes. Uh-huh. Thanks, buddy.
But I will say, like, there's a disconnect that you only know what I'm showing you. Like, you do know me well, and I am being honest, but there are parts of my personal life that you don't know. You don't know me like a friend knows me. And I think that's where the wires get crossed sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I think keep that in mind for everybody. Nobody, like, you're not with me 24 hours, and even if when you are, I could be having some crazy thoughts that I'm not sharing with you.
Honest to God, I think you know everything. I had Blue Apron last night. What do not you know?
What do not you know?
Right.
That's a riddle. That's an Easter egg.
I'll figure that Yoda trick out, son of a bitch.
You know what? We should all like separately fill out your okay Cupid, and I bet we'd all match word for word. Mm-hmm. I also made Blue Apron last night.
Me too.
Well, it's the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., and they send you exactly what you need to cook your meal, and you're done in like 20 or 30 minutes, and you're making a 5-star meal. I really did make it last night. It was a date, and what's fun to do it with two people, because you could do it with one person, and it's easy.
I actually think they've gotten easier. Like, yeah. There used to be more chopping, and now I'm like, okay, I'm ready to chop, and it's like, chop this one potato. Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like, cut the dates in half and eat two. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that was easy. So with two people, it flies by. You didn't do anything. You think the other person's doing more work. And then, you know, it's you know what that leads to. So
delicious eating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, delicious eating
drip,
indeed.
Drip.
It leads to drip, drip. So they package everything for you but the mop. Check out this week's menu.
I wish I was laughing at that, but I can't stop.
Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. Three meals for free. Go to blueapron.com/KATG. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
The delivery is free too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's fantastic. How long have they been a sponsor? I still use them. I love it. I'm going to, going to LA and seeing some, being on some podcasts over there. And so now I'm like, oh, I got to make all this week's right away. Yeah. What a delicious fucking day this has been.
Oh, wow.
If I may say.
It's so good.
I think you're supposed to have them like for dinner, but I'm like, no, these are good.
Mm-hmm. I've done this. I'm like, baby butt, I just made a sauce with two ingredients. Come film this. And we put it on slow motion as I drip it over the chicken. I'm like, this is what commercials look like. Should I post it? Of course I should.
Yeah, no, I walk past now in the grocery store. I'll look at barbecue sauce. I'll be like, that's a trick.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Yeah. Vinaigrette, I go, that's another trick.
Oh, because you make it from scratch.
I can make it from scratch easily.
Yeah. It's really, sometimes it's, after you cook the chicken on the skillet, which really just means put it on one side and then flip it after 4 minutes, you take that out and you add like butter and maybe I don't know, butter and something else, but sometimes just butter. Wine.
Yeah, you deglaze the pan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you have this thing that they would charge you so much extra money because they made a glaze. Anytime they say glaze in Blue Apron, get that recipe. You look like a rock star and it tastes amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right, there you have it. Thank you, everybody that came out. This is Pop saying I had a great time. You know, sometimes I play it cool, but I get very nervous, especially during the stand-up. I get nervous, but I'm thrilled to do it. It's always very exciting. I know I'm going to have to keep doing it. I have that yearly bug.
Mm-hmm. Next year, I want to do it not in New York.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
These venues have been upsetting me. Yes, that's quite okay. We're going to have a roof on this new place. All right.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
But we'll tell you when this comes out. And what I'd like to do is we'll put it on iTunes first because it's always fun to see it climb the charts. And you'll send me your receipt, and I'm going to give you the video because I do want you to see what happened.
Are we giving the whole thing?
Yeah, I want to do that.
Oh, shit. Okay. And also, he mentioned that we're going to L.A. We're going there for 3 weeks. We've been booked on amazing shows. Harmontown, Burt Cast, Getting Dug with High, I don't want to feel, Comedy Film Nerds is fantastic. Wow. Yeah, and we're also going to have people that we haven't seen in a while. Jeff Meacham, who... Since we saw him when we were doing kids parties together. Now he's on Black-ish. We haven't seen him since he, I think, got booked on that, right? So that's going to be fun. Gabby Dunn, we haven't seen in a while. Just amazing, incredible people. Now, if I named some, and these aren't all the podcasts, but if I didn't name a podcast that you listen to that is obviously in LA, stop writing me for me to book myself on those. You write them that we're coming to town. So if there's an LA podcast that either you want them to be on our show or us to be on their show, let them know.
Keith's a celebrity. Let them know that.
Let them know the key to the celebrity. And you know what? I'm afraid to say that into this microphone because I feel like our people will be like, did you know that Keith is a celebrity? and like, they won't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Thank you all very much. Tracy, you want to check out the Teen Mom Trash Talk podcast. I'm not even into that world, and I like the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah,
your co-host was so fun. It was nice to meet her.
Gabrielle was great.
Yeah, you guys were good. You were the Thank tough you. Competition.
Thank you. We share a brain.
I can tell.
That's the problem.
I can tell. Yeah.
The website is tracycarnazzo.com. The Twitter account is @TrixieTuzini. And it is birthday season, so it's going to get feisty. So you definitely want to subscribe to that.
Was it you and Gabrielle whose hint was a pillow and one of you said...
No, that was me and Emily.
Something that you dry fucked or something?
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
The thing was, this is the thing that your ex-boyfriend demonstrated on to show you how to be on top. A pillow.
That was so funny.
We are
funny.
Thick as thieves. And if you're going to win the game, you got to go right for the jugular.
If you follow the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, don't go, I see the real Andrea. Right? You're not special. She humps pillows.
Definitely listen to the Hot Mess Comedy Hour. Andrea Allen is coming with us to LA. Follow her at Andrea Comedy. And we're going to have a get together at least in LA. So follow us on social media. Of course, we're at Keith and the Girl. And if you didn't catch all of that, you can always go to our website. You can always Google us. Just put in Keith and the Girl everywhere. Yes, Andrea.
Also, me and Emily are going to be staying in LA for an additional week after you guys leave.
What the fuck?
I know.
Did you put in for time off?
What?
The parents are leaving, so.
Pops and that angel mommy. Creepy. Are leaving, and me and Emily are going to be doing a live show. So you can check. It is going to be at the Lyric Hyperion, and details about that will be on our social media. So follow us on at Hot Mess Comedy Hour on Instagram, and we'll put up ticket links for that soon. So if you are in LA, it'll be our first live show outside of New York, and we would love to see you there.
All right. Wow. Tomorrow we'll go over your polls. Be a member of the forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums. Say hi. It gets fiery. But it's a lot of fun. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.